A new exhibition at the Rudolfinum Gallery in Prague presents the work of 12 contemporary British artists. Entitled Beyond Reality, British Painting Today, the exhibit questions the ways of viewing reality in today's art and reflects two particular trends, the influence of photorealism and references to 19th century academic painting. The exhibition features, among others, works by Ben Jonson, Keith Tyson, Damien Hirst, the Chapman Brothers, as well as Czech-born, London-based artist Hinek Martinets. Jan Richter reports.
One of the highlights of Prague's autumn art season, the exhibition Beyond Reality, British Painting Today, offers an insight into some of the current trends on the British art scene. The first part of the exhibit presents authors who reflect reality with references to the photorealism of the 1960s and 70s, such as Hinek Martinets, Jason Brooks, Jonathan Wateridge, and others. The second part, featuring Glenn Brown, Jake and Dinos Chapman, Jed Quinn, Keith Tyson, Jonathan Wateridge, and Matthew Weir, reflects the traditions of classical European painting. The curator of the exhibition and Rudolfinum Gallery's director, Petr Nedoma, explains his choice of authors.
The theme of the exhibition was clear since the beginning. It was questioning reality, ways of capturing reality and working with reality, the relation between reality and painting, and the relation between painting and photography, the relation between arranged reality and the reality of painting. All these questions created a natural backdrop for the choice of authors for the exhibition.
The exhibition starts with paintings by Jason Brooks, the portraits entitled Zoe, Mr. X, and Natalia.
The idea of making a portrait where somebody sits in front of you for several months is seemingly, to me, so divorced from reality. You know, it seems a very kind of abstract thing for somebody to sit there in front of you in that way. Whereas, you have more kind of, it's more dispassionate, you have more control over what you're doing. And also it allows me to be kind of more fetishistic and slightly voyeuristic in terms of kind of making the painting, because I'm looking at another image and also my memory. And in that way, you know, that kind of adds something else to the process.
Jason Brooks says the ways reality is commonly represented today is in fact not realistic.
I'm also fascinated by that idea that we kind of, that a lot of the reproductions are kind of are tempered, either by being airbrushed out or kind of stretched or whatever. And so I think we have a distortion of what reality is. And I think, you know, for the younger generation, well, maybe for the older generation as well, that's for me slightly disturbing, you know, having children and kind of thinking of what they're growing up and what they're looking at and what they feel they should kind of aspire to. I think that's kind of worrying. So I'm kind of saying, you know, every mark, every imperfection is not an imperfection. It's actually something to behold. And they're the kind of things that you kind of fall in love with. So we should cherish those things.
On the opposite wall, the Czech-born London-based painter Hinek Martinets exhibits three portraits of his girlfriend Zuzana. His 2007 piece, Zuzana in Paris Studio, won the acclaimed BP Portrait Award. Two of his works featured at Prague exhibition are based on the early 19th century technique of daguerreotype, while the third, entitled Zuzana in London, is based on digital photography.
Here you can see the gap from that period of the early of 19th century coming to the digital times, like what is colorful, you know, painting. So I think there is a gap between the visuality, and because the model is the same one, so there is no different model, and you could see it's really a huge gap. There is no almost links, just the model is the links. But technically, you would say, well, this is a different other person, but it was captured at the same time, including the digital one. So I think it's quite interesting to see that what the image could always makes and how magic it is finally, because even if we will be capturing, you know, Zuzana's here, it will be always different. And that's what I really like to paint, because I think this is like showing that each second is different.
Hinek Martinets believes that finding inspiration in the past, ranging from 18th century to the 1960s, is a trend markedly present in today's British art.
I think this is a new way of looking at our history through those paintings, because in all exhibition you can see lots of links to the 19th century and 18th century, and that's what I think is really interesting, because this wasn't here before through the hyperrealism. So maybe this is a new way of thinking how to reshake, you know, this concept from the 60s and always believe in the painting.
The first part of the exhibition, which continues with works by Ben Jonson, Keith Tyson, Jonathan Wateridge, Mary Harrett and Damien Hirst, questions the possibilities, meaning and method of viewing reality, says curator Petr Nedoma.
Jde o to, že od počátku výstavy, kde je nastolena otázka vztahu obrazu.
The start of the exhibition poses a question about the relation of the painting and reality, where we can see reality depicted with absolute perfection, but we still feel there is something beyond the painting, that there is more to it than just the surface. The exhibition then goes on to explore reality's relation to photography and various arranged realities and the references to the reality of art history. This is crucial for general reflection on our place in history as these references actualize the past and justify our existence today.
Opodstatňuje existenci dnes.
One of these authors, Ben Jonson, emphasized the need to come and experience the works in person, which is perhaps true of any art. But in this case, any reproduction robs the works of their loaded meaning.
One of the things that is so important with this exhibition, I believe, is to stand in front of the paintings and see that it is real material being manipulated by passionate individuals. This is a very unusual environment for any artist. The artist really should only be in their studio. And it's often said that an artist should be seen and not heard.
Arguably the best-known British painter featured at the Beyond Reality exhibition, Damien Hirst, is represented by two paintings from 2007, Surgical Procedure and Caesarean Birth. For her part, the young artist Mary Harnett brought a series of small-format pencil drawings called Gatsby, based on the famous US film. The other part of the exhibit presents authors whose works reflect the traditions of classical European painting of the past. Matthew Weir's work incorporates elements of Flemish still lifes, 19th century figural paintings, and even porcelain figurines.
I guess over time, come about through looking through various images, kind of gathering different photographs and both online and also visiting museums to see certain figurines and certain objects, and then also using kind of art historical references, Dutch and Flemish still life paintings, in order to kind of take elements of art history. And so in a way, one painting becomes a kind of collage and a being made up of lots of different elements, and maybe six, seven, eight different elements all come together in order to construct one single image.
Both the approaches to viewing reality as highlighted at the exhibition, references to the hyperrealism of the 20th century on the one hand and the classical European painting on the other, suggest a strong inspiration by the past. That tradition, says the exhibit's curator Petr Nedoma, is what distinguishes European art from that proceeding from other parts of the world.
Návraty směrem do minulosti v tom okamžiku, kdy se zdá být kultura naše evropská vyčerpaná a potřebuje získat nové impulzy, to je základní podstata vůbec naší kultury, že na rozdíl od Američanů my se nedíváme jenom kupředu, ale my jsme schopni stát tak, aby bokem k dějinám, tak, abychom se mohli ohlednout zpět a potom zase hledět kupředu.
In the coming weeks and months, the Rudolfinum Gallery will also hold a series of lectures by the curators and some of the featured artists. The exhibit Beyond Reality British Painting Today runs until the end of the year.
That was reporter Jan Richter with this week's edition of The Arts about a new exhibition at the Rudolf Wienum Gallery in Prague, presenting the work of 12 contemporary British artists. Sounds like great stuff, and the Rudolf Wienum is a great gallery as well, so definitely worth checking out if you have time, or you should make the time.